Well, my name is Jeff Corman. I'm a technical assistance provider, TAP, of course, with the Midwest Assistance Program. I work in the state of Missouri, primarily the water and wastewater contracts that we have. Live and work here in Jefferson City, the state capital, and trying to provide services that I can provide to the people that that we work for. I've been with MAP, by the way, for about 4¾ years right now.
Okay. When's the 5th year anniversary?
July 16th.
July 16th. That's 10 days after my birthday. Congrats on almost 5 years, though. How have you enjoyed it so far?
So far, I've enjoyed it greatly. It's challenging. It always is. On any kind of job worth doing, but it's something that I, had some background in certain areas to bring to it, but certainly a lot of superficial knowledge, and you have to really drill down into the weeds a lot further on some of this type of work to be able to provide the kind of assistance these people really need from you. Sometimes what they need is a cheerleader and a hand holder, and other times they need somebody to really get down in there, get in there down and dirty, and be able to provide them with tangible assistance. And so, that involves, knowledge of the subject, and there's still a lot I'd like to learn.
Yeah, I feel like there will always be so much to learn as we keep on moving forward. Now, you mentioned you had previous experience, previous knowledge. What did you do prior to becoming a TAP with MAP?
Well, kind of varied. Let me work it backward. Before I came to work for MAP, I worked for the Merrimack Regional Planning Commission, a council of governments, if you will, based out of St. James, Missouri, covering mainly the south central part of Missouri, working as a senior grants administrator there with CDBG and also EDA and some FEMA grants and that sort of thing, and Delta Regional Authority. Since part of that territory overlapped. And then before that, though, the linchpin of my career, I guess, was 22 years with the Community Development Block Grant Program with the Department of Economic Development. I was at DED for 30 years total, but the last 22 working CDBG. So that definitely had direct connection to direct involvement with water and wastewater projects in terms of providing funding and monitoring the administration of the projects as they went along. So and all the other things you did with working with that kind of a program. So that definitely provided invaluable experience. And then you go back further into some other state jobs and worked for a while for a newspaper in the Lake of the Ozarks area, two newspapers actually. There is a sports writer and general assignment reporter and feature writer and photographer. Newspaper wow. Stuffer on the days it came off the press and everything else. So that was a different kind of experience that tied in with my education more closely. But all of that's been valuable for me.
Wow. So you've been well versed in this for a while now.
I'll just mention real quick that I actually started out my first paying job was a summer job with a city in the town I grew up in of Chemung, Missouri. Okay. And that was, sometimes involved, digging up water leaks, finding water leaks and digging them out so they could be clamped and that sort of thing, on the old cast iron pipe and backfilled and that sort of thing. And that definitely was a valuable experience, too.
Yeah, I mean, from all the experiences you're telling me, it feels like you were made or brought onto the earth to work in the water and wastewater industry.
I suppose so. I like to think everything in life is for a purpose, and I like to think that God did have a hand in me being able to work for MAP and being able to, hopefully help people out in this way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all. That's great, and honestly, I love talking to TAPs about the work that they do because it seems like every single TAP that I've come across and I've talked to really enjoys just providing the work and the assistance to the communities. Do you have any like stories that stand out at all in your time with MAP that you feel like was, I wouldn't say life changing, but like one of your favorite moments?
Well, it's kind of hard to pick out just this one. I'm kind of proud of a couple of accomplishments that able to help obtain funding for a couple of communities through the RCAP network, you know, loan funding that they otherwise would not have had access to, and were really you know, at loggerheads to know exactly what they could do otherwise to address an issue. And we were able to really provide tangible, concrete solutions there, and that was a favorite, I guess. Otherwise, as far as helping somebody that really needed it, worked with a private, you know, permitted system serving some mobile homes and a repair shop, you know, a small machine repair shop in Callaway County, Missouri, just north of Jeff City here. Mm-hmm. And the owner, you know, was in trouble with DNR for how the wetlands lagoon system was being operated and that sort of thing. And you know, was being threatened with fines and shut down, which would mean dislocation of the people living in these mobile homes, who in turn were there primarily after being flooded out of the river bottom in the great flood of 1993. And we were able to, me and a previous TAP who worked the project before I did and should get a lot of credit, Christina Hartley. We were able to get an engineer to help him design a subsurface drip irrigation system that helped him to get out of the wastewater permitted discharge wastewater business and find a solution. It you know, cost him quite a bit in terms of his own resources, but at least it went into an investment in his system and in his facility, and not just in fines to a state agency. And so I think that we were able to find a way for him when it didn't look like there was going to be an easy way to make it happen.
Well, yeah, persevered through that. How long was the project? How long were you working on the project for?
That one was just a couple of years. Okay. Christina had worked on it before, and Dave Dirks, TAP, worked on it before that. Wow. And my crowning moment in that, or at the end of that project, in inspecting the construction work when it was done, it was very, very muddy. And I wanted to see, you know, the electronic controls that were involved in managing the drip irrigation system. And I got in there too close and I sank down. I wore old shoes, but I still sank down under the shoe tops. I should have worn my snow boots. Yeah. They had to lift me up out of the guys there had to lift me up out of my shoes and carry me over to drier ground and then pull out my shoes there and set them down for me to be put back on. So that was a little embarrassing, but it was good. That was, I guess, what curiosity does to you once in a while. I got in there too close and got somewhere I didn't need to be.
Hey, well, at least you're rescued from where you were, though, right?
Well, I was that. Get by with a little help from my friends.
Yeah, that's always good. So what would you say is your favorite part of being a TAP then?
Well, I would say my favorite part is in the idea that we can come out there to help communities without, and these private permitted systems, which I've kind of focused on a little bit here, because they have very few other resources from the Rural Water Association organization and so forth. They don't have access to that as much. So we're maybe one of the only games in town. And to be able to go out there and provide assistance to them in navigating through, you know, the government situation, red tape, you know, and that sort of thing, understanding what is being required of them, and try to find solutions to their problems that are affordable and sustainable for them. And I think that, and of course, free of charge, you know, under our contracts and that sort of thing. I think that is, for what taxpayer money goes into it, I'd like to think that we are protecting it and we're making sure that it is well spent in helping find solutions to problems.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And protect our environment.
Yeah, and that's always the biggest thing, right? Protecting the environment.
Yeah, definitely don't lose sight of that. I mean, you know, because a lot of what we do helps systems work better, but that in turn obviously provides less pollutant discharge and that sort of thing, or better drinking water that protects public health as well.
Right, and that kind of go hand in hand at that point. I mean, having a good environment also provides good public health, and I wish that's something that more people took into more consideration, you know, on a larger basis.
Right.
But so this is gonna be the last question for you, Jeff. Do you have any future goals with MAP, or any future goals as a TAP that you have?
Well, I guess for now, to keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm certainly looking forward to be able to open some new projects. We are struggling right now and have been, of course, with the situation with the pandemic and the shutdowns of the city government offices and difficulty in working with your contacts at the primacy agency and at USDA Rural Development and that sort of thing, and hoping to get past some of that and be able to open some new projects and take on some new challenges. From the experience I've been telling you, I'm certainly not really a young man anymore. So time's wasting. What time I do spend with MAP, I intend to try to make the best use of it.
Yeah, I hear you. And have things opened up in Missouri at all, or are you guys still closed down?
Oh, we've probably never been closed down to a lot of people's satisfaction, yeah. but last year at this time, we were under stay-at-home order, and I had to work from home for about 6 weeks instead of a little office that I have here otherwise, and that was a challenge for me, too, and so on. But a lot of the city halls and government offices still are not open to the general public. I mean, if you're invited to attend a meeting, you do that, and you wear a mask and so forth. We wear a mask about any time we're out in the public, but still there are so many limits to being able to call public meetings. Everything you're trying to do is online, and that we're all getting more experienced at that, and that's good, but there's still a sterility to it, as I see it, that takes away some of the motivation that you'd sometimes have. And when you have real contact with real people and you're out there in the field itself more frequently and seeing what's going on and so forth, I'm hoping that we can get back to more of that kind of situation as more people get vaccinated and so forth and so on. That would make the job more fulfilling than what it's been maybe in the past year, just because of the limitations that we've all had to deal with.
Yeah, that makes sense. And with things opening up, hopefully you are able to get back out there, as frequently as you were in the past, hopefully in the next few months. Fingers crossed, obviously, but.
Yeah. If we learn one thing, we've learned that things can change very quickly, and to the words wait and see is a mantra.
Yeah, right. Right. So like I said, Jeff, I really appreciate you hopping on and doing this interview with me.